Gina D. Dunn, Cleopatra. The lightning split the oak into two burnt halves, an open book, the book of its life. Revealed a puzzle of char and knots. Sam says he sees the face of his wife in there. She only died a month ago, unexpectedly. He'd been wondering how she'll linger here, and now he knows. I tell you, I've walked past that tree. For me, it's random shapes in blasted wood. Not Elvis, not Jesus, nor, I'm sorry, Mrs. Sam Delator. Do two world views mean two worlds? I don't know. That's what cosmologists are for. I'm just finishing writing my essay on John Donne, poet, bibbler, and diddler. It seems there wasn't a wine or a wench his happy tongue didn't hope to appreciate. And, later, Dean of St. Paul's Cathedral. His sermons are eloquent masterpieces of piety. And so, there are two John Donnes in one. Like you. Yes, you, Ms. Energy, Ms. Matter. You, Mr. Neocortex, Mr. Brainstem. You and me. We can't be different from the particles and waves we're in and of. It wasn't an essay on Donne's poetry as much as an essay on physics. Cotangent universes. Her life was as full as mine, as knowledgeable. The army of names the Eskimo have for snow, she had as many for herbal remedies and the scents of those kinds of candles they sell at shops that carry pamphlets of hexes. Nobody understood why we were dating. We were so different. Well, some of my guy friends got it. And also, she was sweet. She had a good heart. Do you think we remember our past lives? Cleopatra was one. Somehow, it's never an unknown illiterate milkmaid. Really, I have her dreams. I joked, you should date a cosmologist. And she said, she was serious. Oh, I already have more makeup than I can use. We were both right. You see? We were both right. Only in different worlds.